You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vidrinska from Showtime, URN's specialist musical theatre show. And you're listening to our podcast, Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date each week with all the latest theatrical news. And I am so excited about this week's episode because I just went to see the new version of Hedwig and the Angry Inch at the Leeds Playhouse, and, well, let me tell you all about it.
Don't you know me? I'm the new Berlin Wall. Try and tear me down. And I'm feeling adversaries. They try and tear me down. You want me, baby, I dare you. Try and tear me down.
So if this is the first you're hearing about Hedwig and the Angry Inch, then let me start by saying that it is a rock musical that follows an internationally ignored singer-songwriter called Hedwig Robinson, a genderqueer performer from East Germany who is effectively giving the audience a cabaret performance to explain her life. It was written by John Cameron Mitchell, who originated the role of Hedwig on stage and also in the 2001 film version of the show, and it has music by Stephen Trask. Now, we've played quite a few of the songs on Showtime before, particularly in relation to the 2014 production with Neil Patrick Harris as Hedwig, and so I, for one, was very, very excited when it was announced that it was going to be revived at the Leeds Playhouse with none other than the star of RuPaul's Drag Race, Davina DeCampo, playing the lead role. And so PR Abby and I went to see it yesterday on its last day in Leeds before it moves on to Manchester. And, well, I loved it so much I just had to make it the topic of this week's Spotlight On because it was so good. The programme describes the show as a cross between a musical, a cabaret and a stream of consciousness. And yes, it is all of those things, but my God, it's so much more too. It's hilarious, it's heart-wrenching, it's emotional, it's angry, it's punk, it's just brilliant. Now, director Jamie Fletcher has done a phenomenal job of bringing out Hedwig's life story in the most authentic way and has framed it in this sort of punk narrative, which suits the show brilliantly. One of my favourite moments was a slightly rearranged kind of punkified version of the song Sugar Daddy, complete with a huge inflatable bouncing bear in bondage gear as well. Like, it really was a sight to behold. But the whole thing feels very modern and fresh, and the cast and creative team have done a fantastic job of situating a lot of the story in the context and in the language of a lot of today's discourse surrounding gender identity. From the opening, when Hedwig appears on stage wearing a cape that says gender is a construct, which got a huge cheer from the audience, by the way, to moments where she speaks to us by saying things like, ladies, gentlemen, and those smart enough to be neither. Like, it really is a celebration of LGBTQ plus identity and queerness, which is also reflected in the cast and the band members that appear on stage. Elijah Ferreira is a trans actor who plays Yitzhak, Hedwig's severely underappreciated husband, and his voice genuinely wowed me. You'd never know this was his professional musical theatre debut. He's definitely a performer to look out for in the future. I want him cast in so many things. Frances Bolly was particularly thrilling to watch on guitar. She is so captivating and skillful, and also a transgender woman. I loved her costume so much. If anyone knows where I can get myself a pair of those lace-up boots that she wears, it would be very much appreciated. And then the band is also completed by Isis Dunthorn on drums, Jess Williams on bass, and Alex Beechen, aka So Very Talented, who is the music supervisor and musical director. All of them are genuinely sickeningly talented, and it was such a privilege to watch them perform live. And it was also great having an onstage band because not only do you get to watch them all performing, you also get to watch them watching the show and inevitably laughing and breaking character when funny things happen. Which brings me on to casting Davina DeCampo in the title role of Hedwig was nothing short of a stroke of absolute genius. I have never been so wowed by a performer so very quickly. For the entire show, half my brain was completely immersed in the story and the songs and buying into Davina as Hedwig, and the other half of my brain was just stunned and overwhelmed that we were all getting to watch her perform. It was such a genuine privilege getting to watch her on stage, and no words can possibly convey how good she was as Hedwig. Her comic timing is second to none, to the point where there were multiple moments in the show that I genuinely don't know whether they were scripted or whether Davina was just ad-libbing them as she went along. Like, a lot of that I imagine comes from her esteem and skill as a drag queen and as an established performer already, but it suited the character of Hedwig and the style of the show perfectly. Like, she held the audience in the palm of her hand and we were ready to take whatever she gave us. People were belly laughing and whooping, and I'm not sure I've known an audience so eager to leap to their feet for a standing ovation at the end of a show. Heck, there were multiple moments during the show where I thought we might get standing ovations. Like, Davina's version of Wig in a Box may just be one of my favourite musical performances I have ever seen. Ever. She was just spectacular. I mean, every single person involved in this show deserves the world. The set design by Ben Stones definitely needs a special mention because it was gorgeous and like the perfect blend of realism and theatrical imagination, if that makes sense. But the whole cast and crew and creative team really have put together such a special piece of theatre in this version of Hedwig and the Angry Inch. Like, I implore you to go and see it for yourself because you will not regret it. So with that in mind, it has just finished its run in Leeds, but it's heading to Manchester now and will open at home later this week on Wednesday the 27th of April, and it'll be there until the 11th of May. So very limited run, but definitely worth your while if you can get over to Manchester to see it. I will drop the link to tickets here in the post for you if you want any more information, but honestly, the opening number is worth the train fare alone. I'd also happily put money on this not being the end of the road for this version of Hedwig. I can very easily see there being plans for a London transfer within the year, providing that the right theatre is available. And I will say I'd also love to see it being professionally filmed and released in cinemas or online. While the magic of being there live in the audience can't ever be matched, it's the right size and scale of show that I think would work really well being filmed. And honestly, it'd just be great to give as many people the opportunity to watch this show as possible because it really is that good. So definitely keep your eyes peeled for more news about Hedwig, but also try and catch it for yourself at home in Manchester before the 11th of May if you can. Because really, I need you to understand how good Davina DeCampo is in the title role. Please go and see her. But on that note, I will say goodbye for now. Of course, I'll be back again next Sunday with another brand new episode of Spotlight On to let you know exactly what's going on in the world of musical theatre. Because, as we say, the showtime must go on. Until then, good night.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.